She's in great shape. She's travelled over well. You've turned on some terrific weather for her. So she's nice and relaxed and laid back. And throughout her whole career, she's had little niggling injuries. So it's always a maintenance issue with her. But at the moment, she's going to the races as good as she has the last 19. She's only raced on good and dead tracks, but she's trialled extremely well on a heavy 10. And being in Melbourne, a lot of her track work throughout her career has been on soft ground. So let's not hope rain spoils a great day's racing and they all get their chance. It's great. I'm excited for the fact of racing. You know, a lot of you people wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. You'd be at the football or the cricket or the lead up to the Olympics. She's doing a great job for our sport. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I've made my living out of this sport and I'm very happy that I can be a part of the promotion that puts it back, you know, on the front and back pages of the newspapers and leading news headlines instead of things that aren't so positive about our industry. You know, the only common sense approach was to have it here in South Australia because we're so close to Melbourne and the two great races and time-honoured races. And, you know, I'd be very proud to have them on my resume and as she would hers, as hopefully that we can get them there. I hate drawing parallels with some of the greats. You know, when you start comparing horses to Farlap and the likes, like Farlap was an icon of Australian history. You know, maybe in 50 years' time, other people will be able to judge her in that way, but we won't be around to see it. So let's enjoy her for what she is and let's really appreciate the past horses for what they were. You know, and we might well have another one on the horizon in Atlantic Jewel as well. Wouldn't that be great for our industry? It's probably a modern-day world record. I heard they found another one this morning that had won 22 in Southern America or somewhere. I'm from Western Queensland. I can remember a horse called Miss Petty that won 21 or 22. Like, none of you would have heard of her. But at the top level, this is the most any horse has won consecutively. And she's the only horse in the history of racing in the modern era to do it from day one. She's undefeated. So they're things that no one will ever be able to take away from her, and I'm certainly extremely proud to be a part of that.
What are your plans tomorrow morning, just in the lead up to the race? Does she do a workout? What's the agenda?
Yeah, they always have a bit of a stretch on race morning, so we'll just see how she does overnight, and she'll have a bit of a trot and a warm up here tomorrow, and then she'll go and get put away and have breakfast and a good camp before the races, hopefully. I'd like to do the same myself, but I fear that won't happen.